Welcome to a new episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. We're finishing up the year strong with some interviews, some solo episodes, and some ideas that you can take into 2024. If you're joining us in November and December, wishing you a great finish to the calendar year. If you're listening to this episode later on in the school year, welcome. Appreciate you stopping by. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher still here on the East Coast and love to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. In this podcast episode, you'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. I started the podcast in 2019, and each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Don't forget to head to classtechtips.com/podcast for the show notes for each and every episode. This episode is sponsored by my free ebook of ChatGPT prompts for educators. Do you want 60 plus prompts at your fingertips? Grab my free ebook of prompts that you can use with any chatbot, including but not limited to ChatGPT. It's ready for you to try now. You can snag the PDF at classtechtips.com/ChatGPT book or DM me on Instagram at Class Tech Tips if you're on the go today, and I'll get you the download link ASAP. These AI writing prompts are perfect for educators looking to give chatbots a whirl. Don't miss out on this freebie resource that will surely save you time this school year. This week's episode is titled Four Types of AI Tools Every Teacher Should Know About. And today's episode includes a handful of types of tools. Now, this is a growing list and a growing space that is AI and education. And so over the past few months, this past year really, I've compiled a lot of resources around AI and education, including some blog posts with favorite chatbot prompts that you could use with a tool like ChatGPT. But for today's episode, I have types of tools, four categories that we are going to look at together. We'll unpack them. I'll share some examples for you. And like always, you'll be able to find the links to everything in the show notes for today's episode. This is episode 241 of the Easy EdTech Podcast. So the first category I have for you is chatbots. We'll start off there, then we'll look at image creators, quiz question generators, and presentation creators. Now, there's so much happening in the world of AI. It's been a busy summer and fall sharing ed tech tips with educators all over the world, virtually, in person, you name it. So in September, I presented a few sessions about AI at the Shift in EDU conference in Miami, and this was my second time going down there for their event. And not all of my sessions were about AI, but it did come up a few times, and I thought this would be a great episode to look at the categories that I shared while I was there at that event and some of the tools that I will continue to share this fall and into the next school year. So I love a good category to organize a conversation on favorites. That way you can think and evaluate, do I already use something that falls in this category, or do I want to embrace this category and maybe try one of the examples that I'll share with you in today's episode. So let's get back to that first category I mentioned, which is chatbots. Now, chatbots are a form of generative AI where it might feel like we're having a conversation. There's a back and forth. We insert a prompt or a task or ask a question. We might be done with that first go of it, or we might follow it up, almost like we're having that back and forth conversation to build upon that initial query that we had to get a different answer, maybe something more specific or something that goes in a different direction. Now, when it comes to chatbots, there's a few different tools you might try, whether it's ChatGPT, which has been super popular, Google Bard, which you might use if you're a Googly person, or maybe even Claude, like Claude Monet, which is from the folks at Anthropic, which has been in the news this fall because of a big investment the folks at Amazon made. So a few different tools that fall into that chatbot category, but essentially performing the same function. Let's break down a couple of the things that you can do with these types of chatbots. So with a chatbot, you are essentially asking a question or writing a prompt with a task that you want the chatbot to complete. So one of the tools, right, one of the AI tools I think every teacher should know about is a chatbot because it can perform quick and robust tasks for you. Everything from asking it to reformat a piece of information into a table or to read over something you've written to proofread it, to designing more complex pieces of content that you might share with students. So you might say to it something like, I have an upcoming lesson on fractions that I'm teaching to a group of fourth graders and they love sharks and dolphins. Give me some ideas on how to kick off this lesson, right? So I'm talking pretty generally here. You could be really specific with an objective that you have or standard that you're working towards, and chatbots will give you a response. It might not be perfect. You can follow up with another task or another condition because that chat part of the chatbot, right, is that you are going back and forth refining until you get exactly what you're looking for. So if you've been with me in a workshop or a webinar this year, you might have seen me design some longer, right, or mega prompts that have a couple sentences where I'm putting everything I want up front. Or you might have seen me complete something that's more of like a scaffold, that back and forth like a chatbot. So if you are listening to this episode when it goes live in the middle of November, you might have seen some of the big announcements from OpenAI, the folks behind ChatGPT, and some of the things that are happening there, which has been really exciting to watch. So chatbots is the first type of AI tool on the list that I think every teacher should know about, whether you've played around with it yourself or you're just listening in to see what other people are doing. Next up is an image generator or an image creator. And there's a few different kinds. I love Adobe Firefly. I've been playing around with that a lot. I've done some work with the Adobe Education team. So that one, of course, is near and dear to my heart, right? It's the one I've been spending the most time in. It's not the only one. There is one from Bing, the folks at Microsoft. DALL-E is another from the folks at OpenAI. But one of the reasons that I think you should know about and maybe play around with image generation tools is because it can help you create images quickly that are based on your prompt or your input. So imagine you are creating a step-by-step guide for a group of students. You have a slide deck that you want to revamp for students. You want a quick do now activity, maybe something connected to creative writing. This is the way to find a perfect image, and it can save you oodles of time. So instead of going onto Google Image, searching for a photo that fits with your keyword search, here you can give a robust description of what you're looking for, a full sentence, right, with the tone, the mood, the setting, the subject, the action, even add in extra filters like you want something that's photorealistic or something that's a cartoon. So an image generation tool is a type of AI tool that I think every teacher should know about. I have some resources on the blog and podcast that we'll link out to that goes along with that topic, but even just that category of image generator or image creator is a type of AI tool I think you should know about. So far, we've got chatbots, that image generator, and the next one is a question creator or question generator. There are specific AI tools that help you create questions that could be used for formative assessment, writing prompts, discussion questions. You could absolutely use a chatbot like ChatGPT and ask it to give you a list of questions. But these question generation tools, Conquer, C-O-N-K-E-R, is one example. Presto's writing assistant, it creates writing prompts. I've done some work with them and love that one. There's a few of these that are specific for writing out questions. And so this is great if you're looking for an education specific tool. You don't want to write out a whole prompt and you just want to plug in your important information like topic, grade level, or standard, and then get those questions popped out. So this is great for saving time. They're not perfect, right? You might make some tweaks. You might choose to share just one or two, but it can absolutely accelerate your process of creating questions to share with students and maybe give you some ideas that weren't top of mind too. So a question generator is a type of AI tool, right? It's generative AI. It leverages some of the same technology that's behind the scenes at a tool like ChatGPT. But it's great because it's very laser focused. And if you are introducing generative AI to colleagues with an assessment mindset, that could be the best way to bring this to them the first time. So the last of the four types of AI tools on our list today are presentation creators. A presentation creator takes your idea and turns it into a whole presentation. Now, you might have played around with some of the magic tools in Canva, for example, the graphic design tool, right, for making a slide deck that uses all your colors or all the things that you like to have it set up with, right? You could think of AI connection there. But the example I'm going to share with you is Curipod, C-U-R-I-P-O-D. They have a presentation creator tool where you can say, I'm teaching the solar system to eighth graders, and it will give you not only the slide deck, right, but an interactive presentation. So I'm a big fan of Nearpod, Pear Deck, Lumio. If you've used those before, you know that you can create interactive presentations with them. This is going to just accelerate, again, that process, help you create a presentation quicker with interactive components in it. Now, it's not perfect. You're going to have to go in, make some tweaks and changes, but it really can help give you a head start. And I like to think of these AI tools as getting you 70% of the way there, 80% of the way there, right? So definitely giving you a jump start and saving you some time instead of creating something totally from scratch. So as you are finishing up the calendar year. I mean, we still have a month left in 2023, but I feel like I'm already getting those end of year vibes from people already. So depending on when you're listening to this, you might be heading into the end of 2023. I think there's these four types of AI tools or categories are ones to look out for. You might come across a new AI tool and say, oh, this does this, or this would fall into that category, right? You might be playing around with something like Diffit or Magic School AI and their question generator component of that, right? Or you might try out a different chatbot, you know, as you start off the new year. But these four categories of chatbots, image creators, question generators, and presentation creators or presentation makers. I'm using some of those terms interchangeably. All right, these are the four categories that we're looking at today and the types of AI tools every teacher should know about, regardless of which individual tool you use within these four types. So I'm really excited about this topic this year. If you've spent some time with me at a workshop or webinar, you know I get really excited about generative AI and saving educators time with instructional planning, right? Gathering great new ideas, seeing connections, we're in a cross-curricular mindset. So if you are excited about this too, let me know what's grabbed your attention, what type of content you've been trying out or playing around with, a favorite tool. Let me know what's front of mind with you. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from the episode. Write a prompt for a chatbot, like make a list. Use an image generator to create the perfect picture. try a question creator for formative assessment. Use a presentation maker to create an interactive presentation for your students. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode by going to classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 241. You'll also see an AI or artificial intelligence resources button at the very top of classtechtips.com. This episode is sponsored by my free ebook of ChatGPT prompts for educators. Do you want 60 plus prompts at your fingertips? Grab my free ebook of prompts that you can use with any chatbot, including but not limited to ChatGPT. It's ready for you to try now. You can snag the PDF at classtechtips.com/chatgptbook. Or DM me on Instagram at Class Tech Tips if you're on the go today, and I'll get you the download link ASAP. These AI writing prompts are perfect for educators looking to give chatbots a whirl. Don't miss out on this freebie resource that will surely save you time this school year. Thanks again for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Whether you've been here for the first 200 or so episodes or tuning in for the first time today, so glad you stopped by. Make sure to hit that follow button on your podcast app. That way, next week's new episode will be waiting for you first thing Tuesday morning. I also have some bonus episodes on the schedule for the next few months that I know you'll want to check out too.